Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the Midday News. His speech was eagerly awaited. Emmanuel Macron is speaking right now on TF1 and France 2. In an explosive social climate, the head of state will have to convince and especially reassure after his remarks made last night during a meeting with the groups of the majority. As the waves of protest against the pension reform are multiplying, the president considers that the crowd has no legitimacy in the face of the people who express themselves through their elected officials. This is a provocation for the federal secretary of the CGT Mines Énergie, Fabrice Coudour. The unions expect a new big mobilization tomorrow. It will be the first day of action at the call of the inter-union since the adoption of the reform. Between 600 and 800,000 demonstrators are expected throughout the country, between 40 and 70,000 in Paris alone. To ensure security, Minister of the Interior Gérald Darmanin announces the deployment of 12,000 police and gendarmes, including 5,000 in the capital. And the strike continues in transportation. The SNCF still announces disrupted traffic today with 4 TGV out of 5, 6 Intercités out of 10, and 2 TER out of 3. In airports, 20% of flights are cancelled at Paris Orly and Marseille Provence due to the strike action by air traffic controllers. And then a word about the Paris 2024 Olympics. People can now apply to be volunteers. The recruitment campaign starts today. 30,000 volunteers are wanted for the Olympic Games and 15,000 for the Paralympics. If you wish to apply, go to the website paris2024.org. The platform will remain open until the beginning of May. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.